As the month of Sha'ban in the Islamic calendar draws to an end, ringing in the holy month of Ramadan, Palestinians began to stock up on food items at markets in Gaza City. But there are still many in Gaza who cannot afford them due to high poverty and unemployment rates. We went to an apartment in Gaza where three married couples live in a three-bedroom apartment with their children. The Gharib family of seven lives in one room and shares the kitchen and the bathroom with two other families.
We can't afford to buy things for Ramadan. It breaks the hearts of my children when they see other parents buy things for their kids.
According to the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in the Occupied Palestinian Territories, OCHA, the unemployment rate, which stands at nearly 40%, remains one of the highest in the world. Coupled with a significant rise in food prices, food insecurity is prevailing throughout Gaza.
Many Gazans, including skilled workers, can't find jobs because of the Israeli blockade. Such families make up the highest percentage of the impoverished people in the Gaza Strip.
Under international pressure, Israel claims it partially eased the blockade on Gaza following the attack on the first fleet of flotilla in 2010. However, the so-called easing of the blockade did not result in the improvement of people's livelihoods.
Generally, there's 5% of the Gazans live very well off and very rich, and they can't afford a lot of the nicer places that have been reported by in the New York Times. But for the rest of the population, which I would say 95% of the population, they live under, or 80% of them live under poverty line, and the other ones, the working class, are barely making it.
According to the United Nations figures, the majority of Gazans are unable to afford basic food, and over 80% of families in Gaza currently rely upon humanitarian aid to survive. Despite the socioeconomic hardships, Palestinians in Gaza will observe fasting during the holy month of Ramadan like all Muslims around the world. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.